That brings us up to tonight's objective. And I'm so excited about this objective. God's grace transforms because it sustains. It sustains. So the subtitle for tonight's message is Complex Grace. Complex Grace. What on earth does that subtitle mean? We'll get to that in a minute. Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 4. God's grace transforms our life because it sustains us. What do we mean by sustain? Sustain means to bear, to endure, to hold or maintain. To bear, to endure, to hold or maintain. See, the grace that operates on our behalf is both strengthening power.
Amen.
And sustaining power.
Yes. Yes.
It is both strengthening power and sustaining power. What is the difference between the two? When grace strengthens us, we receive the power to do. That's what it does. It gives us the power to do. When grace sustains us, we receive the power to bear. We receive the power to bear. Both types of grace must work hand in hand if we're going to have success in our life. See, we need to be strengthened, but we also need to be sustained. We need to be strengthened, but we also need to be sustained. And when we are not properly sustained, we experience failure. When we are not properly sustained, we experience failure. Now, I'm going to explain why that is. See, in life, there's always work to do. How many of us can agree to that?
Amen.
There's always work to do, right? There's spiritual work that we must do in our lives. There's spiritual work we must do with our family, with our children, with our parents. There's always work to do. There's natural work that we have to do. We have to take care of ourselves and provide for our family and take care of our bodies and our health. There's spiritual work and natural work. There's always work we must do. But in life, we also have tribulation.
Amen.
We have trials. We have sorrows, affliction, and persecution.
Amen.
Trials, sorrow, affliction, and persecution. But the thing about tribulation is not concerned with your convenience. Tribulation comes when it wants to come.
Yeah.
It comes how it wants to come. It comes where it wants to come and stays for however long it wants to stay. And that often presents a challenge for us in life, because this is what happens. When trials come,
yeah,
sorrows come, affliction comes, persecution comes, all of those things are coming at me, I still have work to do.
Amen.
When tribulation comes, I still have work to do. In other words, when the phone rings and you receive a bad report, you still have to get up and go to work.
Amen.
You still have work to do. When all of a sudden they start persecuting you on your job, at the end of the day, you still have to go home and take care of your household.
Right.
You still have work to do.
Amen.
When you are afflicted in your body, when you don't feel well, and things are just falling apart, You still have commitments you must keep.
Amen.
You have work that you must do. Some of us have multiple situations. You might be dealing with sick parents. You're dealing with sick parents, but you still have children to raise.
Amen.
I have work to do. Or you have misbehaving children, and you still have to care for aging parents.
Mm-hmm.
See, work has to be done.
Amen.
Tribulation is inconvenient. In fact, tribulation is rude.
Amen.
It's just rude.
Amen.
Inconsiderate. Downright inconvenient.
Amen.
Yet no matter how much tribulation comes in my life, I still have work to do.
Amen.
And as a Christian, I also have the responsibility to glorify God in everything that I do.
Amen.
Now, when you put that all together, that's tough.
Amen.
How do I do that? How do I keep working while I'm bearing tribulation?
Amen.
And how do I do all of that and glorify God? Not lose my religion. Well, in order to do that, I need multifaceted power.
Amen.
That's what I need. Yes. Multifaceted power. Now, Brother Maxwell, he's going to say, well, give me the definition of multifaceted. So let me tell you the definition of multifaceted. Many-sided.
Amen.
Many-sided. Multiple layered. Multi-layered, many-sided, multi-layered, complex. I need multifaceted power, many-sided power, multi-layered power, complex power. See, I need grace to hit me from all sides.
Amen.
I need grace to hit me in the morning,
yes.
Hit me in the noonday,
yes.
And hit me on the way home.
Amen.
I need it to hit me from all sides. I need grace to hit me in multiple layers. I need it to be almost like waves, just waves of grace just washing over me, one wave after another wave after another wave. I need complex grace to deal with complex situations and complex problems, complex feelings and complex emotions. I need grace that's going to meet me at my point of need. See, I need grace that's going to give me the power, and then I need grace that's going to help me to bear. Power to do what? Work. But power to bear what? Tribulation. Because while tribulation is going on, I still have to work. Need something that's going to enable me to do what I ought to do. But when I am hit with life's challenges, I need something that will hold me together while I do what I do. While I am working, I need sustaining grace. See, this is what often happens in life. Many times we start off doing what we are supposed to do. But we are relying on ourselves to make it through. And how many of you know that it doesn't take long after relying on yourself to become overwhelmed and frustrated and tired and exhausted? And when that happens, we just give up. Now, the interesting thing about giving up, we may not look like we have given up on the outside because we are going through the motions. But on the inside, we gave up a long time ago. We are not giving our best effort to things that we should. We are not parenting in our best effort. We are not working on our job in our best effort. We are not giving our best effort in our marriage. We're not giving our best effort to taking care of ourselves or our responsibilities. Why? Because I'm just overwhelmed with all of these things that have come at me. I feel sorrow. I feel stress. And so I've just given up. I can't keep it together because I can't deal with the pain. So I am going through the motions. And when you go through the motions, what happens is you start things and don't finish. We do things in a way that's not excellent. Failure starts to creep into our life. That's what happens to some of us. Why? Because we are trying to do what we should do out of our own strength. Still others of us, we start off doing, And when it becomes apparent that we cannot handle life, we turn to the wrong thing to sustain us. Or we turn to something outside of ourselves, but it's the wrong thing. Amen. We turn to drugs and alcohol and sex and just different things that we are looking to just get us through, because I can't deal with the trials and tribulations of life, but I know I have to keep working.
Yeah. Amen.
I know I have to keep moving. So I'm relying on things that cannot really sustain me. And when you rely on the wrong thing, church, it is like standing on top of a sinkhole. You think you are on solid ground, but suddenly everything gives way. And you are just swallowed up. And when I am swallowed up by the things that I am depending on, what happens? Failure. I can't finish. That's what happens to many of us in life. That's why I made the statement, when we are not properly sustained, we experience failure. When we are not properly sustained, we experience failure. But grace sustains. In our darkest hours, grace sustains us. In prolonged suffering, grace will sustain you. When you are confused and frustrated and just want to throw in the towel, grace will sustain you, and it will not give way under your feet. Grace does not just enable me to do, it gives me the ability to bear. It holds me together while it pushes me forward. God's grace, his power, is supplied to me on every side. Multifaceted grace, because he loves me. So when tribulation comes, I can keep on working. When difficulty comes, I can keep on working. Why? Because he's sustaining me. So while I am working, he's comforting my heart. While I am working, he's encouraging my soul. While I am working, he is settling my mind. And while I am working, when I start to feel like I just want to give up and sit down in a whole pile of self-pity, grace stirs me up. Have you ever had that experience where grace just stirred you up and God said, oh, you're not going to quit? I don't think so. You better get up and stop feeling sorry for yourself, and you better keep going. That's the grace of God stirring me up. He is sustaining me while I am working.
Amen.
Paul understood this. Let's look at Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 10 through 13, but we're going to start reading with just verse 10. Paul, talking to the church at Philippi, he says, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. So we see here first, Paul is writing to his beloved church, the church at Philippi. And Paul is writing to them from a Roman prison. He's sitting in prison. And he thanks the church for renewing their financial support of him. And he's basically saying, I know that when you lapsed supporting me, when you stopped supporting me, it wasn't because you didn't care about me. It was because you lacked opportunity. Let's read verses 11 and 12. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. What Paul is saying is, yes, I thank you for your support, but I'm thanking you not because I'm needy, not because I'm desperate or fearful, because for my part, he says, I have come to understand through practice how to be at peace no matter what situation I am in. See, I have practiced this thing. And I know how to abase. I know how to be brought down low, so low that I have absolutely nothing. I know how to abound. In other words, I also know how to act when I have everything. In other words, I know how to handle my